This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am your host, Francesca Amber, and this one is a bit of a strange one. I'm sitting here with absolutely no notes in front of me. I've just decided to pick up this microphone and just talk to you, kind of how I used to do back in the old days when I had two little newborns and I didn't have time to write any notes. I just wanted to talk to you about something that has really just occurred to me recently. So I'm doing this with no notes, no structure, bareback, if you will. So let's just see. Let's just see how this fucking goes, shall we? So what I wanted to talk to you about today is the idea of raising our vibration to become a match for that which we desire. And if you think about most of the things that we desire, if not everything we desire, is going to be something that puts us in a high vibration. It is a high vibration desire, right? So whether it's your dream home or a dream holiday or meeting your soulmate or having a much wanted baby or whatever it might be, these are all things that when we think about them, we're like, oh God, that's like such a high vibe feeling, right? And so the quickest way to manifest your desires is to be a vibrational match for it. Like, that's a no-brainer. You've got to be a vibrational match for that which you desire. So if you are walking around having low vibe feelings, that's exactly the shit you're going to attract. I'm sorry to tell you, but that is the shit you're going to attract into your goddamn life. If you want to attract higher vibe situations and experiences and people, then it sometimes takes a little bit of work to get onto that high vibration. Now, it's easier said than done, right? I always say this. Oh, she's not even put her phone on silent. Sorry if you heard that little ping. I'm very unprepared today. Is she flying out on holiday in a matter of hours and just panicking and recording something? Potentially. But anyway, sometimes it's not as simple as it seems. So I always say with the law of attraction, it's very simple, but it's not always easy. Now, we may be attracting situations into our lives that are quite negative, actually. Sometimes we can feel comfortable in relationships that are either unsafe relationships where we are not valued or not loved. Maybe the person never shows any commitment. Maybe they're in a relationship. Maybe we only feel content where the person is unattainable. You see so many people that pour so much energy into, you know, really wanting to like fucking marry Drake or somebody. I was gonna say P. Diddy, but I think that ship has sailed. I think he's over, right? Is he cancelled? I don't know. I haven't caught up with that news yet. Please someone inform me in a paragraph or less what has happened to P. Diddy. I don't know. But you see people that either lust after people that are unattainable because they are famous or they don't live anywhere near them, or after people that are in relationships or just plain don't fucking want them. They ain't interested in you, bitch. And we often do that because we feel safe in that, because it doesn't pose any real risk to us. Like, this person isn't going to come and completely change our life because they're not really available. So, sorry, that's a long way of saying that although we know what we need to do and we know we need to get on a higher vibration, sometimes we actually magnetize to us low vibe situations. And that's when we need to put a little bit more conscious work and conscious effort in to change our thought patterns and to change our belief systems and work on our limiting beliefs. And look, that shit ain't easy. I'm not going to say it's easy. It takes, I'm going to say, a lifetime. You know, this work takes a lifetime. It's not a, oh, do this for 6 months and you'll be done. This is like an ever evolving progress in your life. So anyway, back to what we're talking about. We are aiming to get on a high vibe, right? And quite often we will hear people say, you should get up in the morning and write a gratitude list, or you should get up and do 20 minutes meditation. You should exercise every day. You should only eat high vibe live foods that are going to make you on a high vibration, and all of these things. Journal for a fucking hour about your goddamn life. Oh, we don't always have time to do all that shit, okay? We don't always have the goddamn time. And I think sometimes what we forget is just to find things that bring us joy and not only do them once, but to make them a part of our lives. Now, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do to bring your manifestation to you is just to stop trying to manifest and just enjoy life and do things that bring you absolute joy. So I've read a lot of books that have talked about trying to find things that bring you joy, and they often talk about doing something creative like painting or poetry or yoga or meditation. And I gotta say, respectfully, I mostly hate all of those things. Like, I do like yoga, but I always feel like, I don't know, I don't get proper into it. Maybe it's not my time yet. Meditation, I really struggle with. Painting and poetry, oh, like, I just, it ain't my vibe. And I went on a little mission earlier this year to really try and find something that I really enjoyed doing again. I think we've been doing some inner child work in the book club. And I was like, do you know what I loved when I was a child and when I was a teenager was horses and horse riding. That was something that brought me so much joy. I absolutely loved it. I first rode horses when I was like 5. I did it my whole life. I had 3 horses by the time I was like a teenager, and it was my life. Now, spoiler alert, your tastes can change. I found my local riding school, and one sunny Tuesday, I set off and I went there, and I no longer have my own riding hat, so I had to put on someone's filthy, smelly, dirty riding hat. When I tell you, I had to come home and take a double shower because I stank. Anyway, I got on this horse, and number one, I just felt so guilty because this poor horse apparently was like 30 fucking years old, and she'd just been walking around this school nonstop, and I didn't feel good about that. That did not feel high vibe to me. And do you know what I discovered? And this was not a waste of time because I made a discovery. I discovered that I fucking hate horse riding now. I hate it. I absolutely loathe it. I was scared that I was going to fall off and that I would break my arm, and then who was going to look after my children? I was worried about the horse. Like, I just didn't enjoy it. And look, there may be some factors that added to the hating of it. It could have been that it started raining. It could have been that my head smelt like an old man's arsehole. It could have been the fact that it started raining during it, and it was just gross. Everything was gross, and it was in like this small school. It could have been all of these things, right? I could try it in a different setting and rediscover my joy for it. But all I know is that I tried it that day and I was like, nah. Isn't it funny how your tastes change? I do not like this shit anymore. I do not enjoy it. But that was a really important lesson to learn. That was really valuable. I won't harbour any kind of secret desires to maybe have a horse again at the end of my garden, or for my daughters to get a pony. I mean, look, if they're into it, that's on them. But it ain't for me, okay? So our tastes do change throughout our lives. And so I started thinking about what else I enjoy, and I really struggled to come up with much, really. I took a photography course at St. Martin's College when I was in my 20s. I really enjoy photography. I really enjoy filmmaking, documentary, like all that kind of stuff. I really, really love that kind of stuff. But that's like a real, not a time sucker, but that takes a lot of time and energy. And look, your girl ain't got time or energy. I've got three young children. This ain't the phase of my life to become the next bloody... Who's that famous documentary filmmaker? Who is the one that did the one about 9/11? You know who I'm talking about. The American guy. He did Bowling for Columbine. Wait, I'm going to have to pause this and find it. Hold on. Michael Moore. Michael Moore was the name I was trying to think of. This ain't the time of my life to become the next Michael Moore, I don't think. And so I kind of forgot about it. And then the other week, I was sitting scrolling on Instagram, as one does, and I came across this school mum that I don't know how I know her actually, but she's like a local school mum. I don't really know her very well. She's not in my child's year or anything, but I hadn't really seen her or heard from her in a couple years. And she posted this video, now wait for it, of her pole dancing. But when I tell you, she was fucking amazing. Like, she was amazing. And I fell down a pole dancing rabbit hole. So I ended up looking back on this girl's previous videos, and she'd written this whole long post as well that was like, a couple of years ago, I was feeling really lost, and like, she really wanted to do something for herself, for her fitness, to embrace her divine feminine energy. Oh, hello, who's here still sitting firmly balls deep in their masculine energy? Hey, it's me. So anything that can help that, I'm down for. And she talked about how it had given her so much confidence. It had given her so much strength. It had given her so much like passion. And I was like, oh my God, I completely forgot that I used to love pole dancing. So this is where I open my OnlyFans. No, it's not. Look, never say never. But I forgot that I used to be obsessed with pole dancing. So in my early 20s, I worked in a string of strip clubs. I worked for Spearmint Rhino for like the director of it. I helped him open like new clubs and stuff. I also worked in a couple of other strip clubs, and I wasn't a stripper, by the way, but I absolutely loved it. I loved the environment. I loved watching pole dancing. I was like, wow, this is a fucking skill, man. And one of the strippers offered to teach me and my sister pole dancing lessons. So we took these pole dancing lessons. And when me and my sister talked about this the other day, we were like, we literally went to this woman's house and she had a pole in her bedroom. And we just went, took our clothes off and pole danced in this stranger's fucking bedroom. But look, what are your 20s for, if not that? And we really, really got into it. So you need loads of upper body strength. The more I'm delving into like health and fitness, like dipping my toe in, I'm seeing that actually one of the best things for women, especially as you get older, is to do strength training. So pole dancing is incredible for that. And I just remembered like, oh my God, we absolutely loved pole dancing. Me and my sister even got a retractable pole that you could put up in your house. And we used to swing around our pole and film each other like late into the night. That's just what we did with our lives, okay? Don't judge us. So it's like it just opened up this thing in me that was like, ding, like, oh my God, Fran, you need to go on a fucking pole dancing course. So it turns out that there is a pole dancing school in my local vicinity, and not just any old pole dancing school. It actually looks amazing. Like, it looks really incredible. And I'm really excited to go. I've inquired. I've told them I have zero upper body strength. And she's like, yes, bitch, come along. So when I get back from my holiday, or maybe by the time you listen to this, I will be back. I can't quite figure this out. I don't know where I am in time and space. I'm going to sign up to pole dancing, and I'm going to make that commitment to myself once a week to go and do something for myself, because not only is it good for my health and for my strength, but it's also some time just for me, and it's also helping my divine feminine energy, because what says divine feminine energy more than pole dancing, right? And then I feel like this was like a proper sign, because I was listening this morning to Susie Ashworth and she talked about doing pole dancing and it being a really important part of like her, not her sexual awakening, but like connecting to her divine feminine energy and like kind of her journey with all of that, because she also is a divorced mum like me. So I was like, do you know what? I'm fucking doing it. I am absolutely doing it. So who knows if I'll become one of these people that posts videos on their Instagram of themselves in a thong pole dancing. I don't know. That might become me. Stay tuned to find out. If you're not following me on Instagram already, what are you doing with your life? I'm at Francesca Amber or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. Or maybe it will just be something that I really enjoy just for me and I don't feel the need to share it or post my progress or anything like that. But know me, that's probably not likely to be the case. Do you know what? I had this ex who used to feel the need to show me one of his exes who now took pole dancing classes and posted about it. And he used to be like, oh God, I just find it such an ick, people doing pole dance classes. And now I think about it, he also used to say that he hated girls that wore like thick heels because he said they were fat girl shoes. So the more I think about it, he was actually just an absolute dick and he had a tiny dick. So do you know what? Who is he to judge? If we want to post our pole dancing videos, we're going to fucking do it, okay? That's what we're going to do. So see this as your sign to rediscover something that you enjoyed. Maybe before you had children, maybe before you, I don't know, whatever. In the past, is there something that you can rediscover? And please don't be disheartened if you try something and you're like, nah, this ain't for me anymore. Like, I thought this was me, but it's not. Because like I said, I did that with the horse riding and boy, did I regret it. Like, oh no. But even if you discover that you used to like something and you don't anymore, it's just a step further on your journey to discovering what you really do want. Quite often when we are manifesting with the law of attraction, it's good to explore all options. It's good to explore all these different possibilities to see what you actually genuinely like. So many people will say, oh my God, my dream car is a Range Rover or my dream car is a Tesla without ever having driven one. So if you are saying that your dream car is a Range Rover, go and test drive one. You might find that you absolutely hate it and you can't park it and you don't like it. If you feel like a particular area or a particular home is your dream home, go and take a viewing. Like, go and look round. I did that when they did like a new build estate in my village. I really thought that I wanted to live on a new build estate where there was like real community and you were really close to your neighbours. And I went and I didn't only view a house, I put down a non-refundable deposit. Yes, I did. That was an expensive mistake. And I just realised that actually, every time I went there, I felt really hemmed in and I felt like I was being looked at by all my neighbours because they all, the gardens backed onto each other. And I just felt really enclosed and constricted every time I went there. And I discovered that I did not want a new build on an estate. Like, that was what I discovered. And do you know what would have been a hell of a lot more expensive was to never really know that. And to go ahead and purchase a home and then live there for a year and be like, oh shit, this is not for me. So don't be afraid to try things out and for them to not work. Don't see it as a step backwards. See it as a step closer to discovering what you really do want. So, you know, I might try horse riding again. I might try it in a completely different setting. There's a riding school near me that don't use schools like a little arena. They actually just go out on hacks. And I think that I would enjoy that a lot more. Maybe if I had my own riding hat that wasn't so disgusting, or maybe I just had like a hairnet underneath, I don't know, something so that my head wasn't directly touching someone else's sweaty hat. Just little things like that might make me enjoy it more. I don't know. And maybe I'll start this pole dancing and then I'll be like, oh, I used to enjoy that. But I might do like one swing and be like, oh, my neck, my back. Like, God, I can't do this anymore. So who knows? But what I do know is nothing ventured, nothing gained. So if I don't try it, I'll never know what truly does bring me joy. And we don't have to sign up to a new class or even leave our homes to do stuff that brings us joy. So recently, my oldest daughter has been doing Irish dancing. Now, I did a lot of dancing growing up, ballet, tap, the usual shit. I do not know anything about Irish dancing. This is like a foreign language to me. I do not know any of the moves. I know nothing. But my daughter and her little friend, she has come back a few times after dancing. We've either gone out for lunch or she's come around to play. And they both are so enthusiastic about it. And they want to teach me. So rather than just being like, oh, you two go and play, you two do it, and I'm going to sit here and scroll on my phone, I have actively been learning Irish dancing by being taught by seven-year-olds, basically. And I tell you what, it brings me so much joy. Isn't that crazy? Just Irish dancing with my daughter. It brings me so much joy. So sometimes in the evening, you know, like after dinner when they want to all get their energy out, instead of just like wrestling on the floor, which is what they normally do, I say, come on, let's put some Irish dancing music on and we'll all have a little practice. And the little babies get involved and Beau loves it and I love it and it's exercise and we just have fun and we just do it and it's really, really joyful. So really, the key to manifesting and the key to being in alignment with a higher vibrational life is just to have these little moments of joy interspersed throughout your week as frequently as you can. The more often that you can feel joyful and you can appreciate small moments and you can raise that vibration, the better. You know, this morning, I was sitting in the drive-thru and the sun on my arm was so warm. And that's really the first time this year that I felt really, really warm sun after a really long cold winter. And it would be so easy to have the window done up and to be so involved in looking at my phone or listening to music or whatever to not notice it. But I really do take the time to slow down, open the window, notice the warm breeze, notice how warm the sun feels on your skin. Little things like that can really make such a huge difference in our lives when they are repeated many times a day. Something else I'm doing recently is I'm making more of a conscious effort to actually call my friends. This is something that just recently I've been like, we always feel like we're all so busy and I love a voice note as much as the next person, but I also love just picking up the phone and having a phone call. And I always come off the phone feeling higher vibe. I always come off the phone feeling so much better and like go about my day with a spring in my step. And so just find those little moments of joy wherever you can in your life. Find those moments of joy, whether it is Irish dancing with your children or starting a pole dancing class or feeling the sun on your skin, or whatever it might be, find the things that light you up. And your body will tell you what it is that excites it and lights it up. Because when you are scrolling through Instagram, you know, I could scroll through Instagram and see someone saying, oh my God, look, I just bought 3 new Chanel bags. My body has zero reaction to that at all. However, that school mum posting that incredible pole dancing video, it did something to me and it lit me up and I was like, oh my God, I want to fucking do that. Like, I want to do that. And it's not about, as well, let me just say quick, it's not about the destination. It's not about the result. I don't want to do this to become an amazing pole dancer. I want to do this to be on a journey. I want to do this for the progression. I want to do this to test myself. Because believe me, lifting up your entire body weight by your arms when you can't even do a pull-up is testing your goddamn self, okay? So I really just want to test myself. I want to feel my improvement. I want to feel my dedication, just in the same way that I'm dedicated to my self-development through my book club. I want to feel that same dedication to my strength and to my body and to my health and to my fitness and to my divine feminine energy, because that shit's all been neglected, okay? It's all been neglected for far too long. So find what lights you up and commit to trying it. You never know, you might hate it, you might never do it again, or you might absolutely love it. And we only know when we try. I recently discovered women's circles. I absolutely fucking love them. I go as often as I can. I'm going to try this pole dancing. I think I'm going to fucking love it. You just pick up and put down different things and see what sticks. There's somebody local to me that does like stitch and bitch workshops where it's like crafting and stuff. And I've thought, would I like that? Would that flex my creativity? Would I enjoy that? And I don't know. I don't know until I try, right? But all too often as adults, we are so caught up in caregiving and working, and everything has to be for a result. Like you have to be productive. But how about just doing something for the fun of it? There's actually an amazing book. It's on my shelf right now. Can I see what it's called? I think it's called The Power of... Yeah, it is. It's called The Power of Fun by Catherine Price. I'm going to link it down below in the show notes if you want a direct link to it. But I think that's kind of the vibe that we're on, is the power of fun, the power of doing something just for the joy of it. And shall I tell you what brings me joy? The fact that I've managed to record this entire episode as a one take wonder. Yes, no editing for me. Is that the most professional thing I can do? I don't know. But all I know is I wasn't going to release a podcast this week because I'm away. I wasn't going to release one. But I thought I'd better just put my thoughts out here in this unedited, unscripted format and just see how it fucking goes. If you lot hate it, do you know what? Please don't tell me. Please don't let me know. I don't think my heart can take it. But if you do enjoy this episode, if you do like this podcast, then please do rate, review, subscribe. Those things all take seconds. They're all free, but they make such a difference. Or I tell you what else you could do, which would really help me out, is just tell one person in your life who you think this podcast could help. Like if you think, oh, my mate Sally, I don't know where that name came from, would really get a lot out of this podcast. Pass it on to her. Send her a link. Send her an episode that you think that she would enjoy specifically. And that really, really helps the podcast to grow. Right, that's it, bitches. Raise your vibe this week. Find something you enjoy doing. Find what lights you up and dedicate yourself to doing it as much as you can. And I will see you bitches next week. The law of attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too, bitch. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.